When we confess our sins, when we claim our mistakes, when we ask for God's help, it is given. We are forgiven. May we accept God's gifts of grace this day. May our prayers and our lives be shaped by that grace. And most importantly, may we share it with others as freely as it has been shared with us. Amen.
Good morning. Our first scripture reading this morning is from Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and acceptable before God, our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. And our gospel reading is from Luke, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give me an accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do so that when I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 50. Then he asked another, "And how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, "Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth."
Good morning. And a special good morning to kids near, there are some kids there, and far who are listening. Today we are thinking about how little things can add up to be big things, and how little by little we can build a relationship with God. That may seem like a hard or confusing thing to do, but it's the same as building any other relationship, and you already know how to do that. What is a relationship? It's the connection, the interaction between people. And it's the same as building a relationship with a parent, a sibling, a teacher, a coach. Now, there are a lot of good examples of little things coming together to make something bigger. When you're baking, you take a little bit of baking powder, a little bit of salt, other ingredients, a handful of little chocolate chips, and they become a big batch of cookies. When you're reading a book you like, a lot of smaller words come together to make a story. Or when you're building with Legos, many little bricks and those teeny tiny little circles that you inevitably drop on your carpet and only find when you vacuum come together to make the Encanto house or a Star Wars ship. You can combine lots of things to make something bigger. Feelings work this way too. One small smile at a new student can ease nerves. One small smile every day can make you a new friend. One hug from a loved one can feel warm and soothing when you need it. One hug every day can feel like trust and love. The example I ultimately chose has both things and feelings, and a trusty visual aid, of course. This is a tiny chair, just a little pink seat, not much on its own. Add a table and another chair, and it's a kitchen in a house. Add this little wooden doll, and it's her kitchen in her house. Because you can imagine more, right? You can think up and feel more happening. Add another doll, her little friend, and it's a boy and a girl ready to go on an adventure for the day. Have a little tiny bottle of milk and a minuscule croissant, because we have those too. And those two kids are having breakfast in that kitchen before they go on an adventure for the day. Have a blue piece of paper and they have a lake that they have to cross. You get the idea. You can start with one small piece and you can grow it with feelings and ideas and time. You've built a whole world. Your relationship of God is made up of all of these things and more. As many examples as I can think up with dollhouses and Legos and chocolate chip cookies, there are more examples with God. God can be found all around you. A grace before dinner reminds us to be thankful. Noticing a beautiful day out on a walk reminds us that God is everywhere. A quiet prayer in the evening to lift something off your chest reminds us that we have help. Do these things, these seemingly small things, every day, and you are building your life with God in it. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. God, you know that when we pray to you, we are seeking your wisdom, your truth, your light. So I pray that that wisdom and truth might be in the midst of my words, that you might use this time to expand our hearts and our minds and our ears so that we can take in all that you have for us this day. Amen.